This is a recording of the service at Mount Pisgah AME Church in Hastings, Florida. Actually, it's near Federal Point. This is Mary Ann McDonald. It's January 13th, 1985. Let me see. We have Reverend Patrick Goodluck, who is preaching today.
I had promised that I would do some programs, and I did a whole lot of programs. I sent some down with Brother Johnson so that everyone can get to see what the programs would be like, what it is like. What I want to do is to get programs for a communion service and programs for the ordinary services that we will have in the rest of the month. The communion services, if you look at the proof on the bulletin, you will see there is an added leaflet to the bulletin which carries the communion, the order of the communion service. The other part of it is the order of service. Save for Holy Communion, the rest of the month's bulletin will look the same, actually. There will be some changes on the scripture of the week. You know, we will have a different scripture of the week as we go on. But the rest, the liturgy and the gospel and the concerns of the church and the community would be the same. Instead of having the secretary read the announcements like just from a sheet of paper, we will get the concerns of the church early in and put it on the program so everybody will see. While the secretary reads the announcements, everybody will see on the program what the announcements are. If there are any sick members in our congregation or any very important event in the community, if we can get this early, we will put it all on this program so that the church will be aware of what's going on in the church and in the community. This is the kind of community participation that I would like to see us get involved in. If we have, what I'm going to do too is if we have a birthday within a 2-month period or on that day, let us say today, and somebody's birthday was last week or during the week, we will put it on the bulletin. And we will say a happy birthday to that person during the congregation, during the announcements, things like that, you know. And this is the kind of fellowship I'd like to see us have at Mount Pisgah. In the meantime, I want to ask you to follow the program as we have it. You will see the scripture of the week, the liturgy, the Lord's Prayer chanted. With the Lord's Prayer chanted, we should have some music. I think we're going to have to get somebody to play the piano so that we can have this Lord's Prayer chanted done. And I'm going to teach it. Today we're going to say it. But the future communion services we will have, we will chant the Lord's Prayer. It's a beautiful chant, and it's well known around the church. And you're going to like it when you hear it. You will see they have there the processional hymn. A processional hymn is done when we have a choir, and the choir process to the rostrum with the pastor. And during that procession, we will sing a hymn. We don't have that now, so I exclude the I still have processional hymn on the program. It's going to be there, because this church is going to have a choir back. You have a singing pastor, and I like to sing, and I like to have a little choir, even if it's a group, a four-man group, that's a choir. And we're going to do those things. You process with to the rostrum. We don't have that. When we say the call to worship, it is the normal thing, and then we have the other part of the liturgy on the top of the left hand, the right hand side of the program, then followed by the concerns of our church and the community, the gospel, sermon, communion. And that's how the program is going to be. So let's stand and sing Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures there below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
From the hymnal, we will say the call to worship, which is found in the front of the hymnal. Now, this is not on the bulletin. This is in the hymnal. Now, let me say this. No, I'll say that later. But we know the call to worship. I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem.
For in our hope is better than a thousand. Our relative no keeping the house of my God, and dwell in the temple with me.
Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good.
Though the man in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the gold of thy Lord.
Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. Lord, I have loved thy habitation, the place where thy honor dwelleth.
For the Lord is in his holy temple, let all others be silent before him.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
O sing unto the Lord in your song, praise in the house of heaven. Make a joyful noise unto all the earth and sing it praise.
We will sing hymn number 295 in the hymnal, which is a, you know, pretty note. Now this is a hymnal. Reverend Proctor from St. Paul's AME Church present this hymnal to our church. And we will use it. Somebody will use it, you know. But I ask you, if you have hymnals, please bring them to church. The hymnals are the tools with which we worship God. And we couldn't come to church, and the hymnals are at home. We need the hymnals to sing. And the hymn is 295. And are we yet alive and see each other's face? Glory and praise to Jesus give for his redeeming grace, preserved by power divine to full salvation here. Again in Jesus' praise we join and in his sight appear. What troubles have we seen? What conflicts have we passed? Fightings without and fears within since we assembled last. But out of all, the Lord hath brought us by his love, and still he doth his help afford and hides our life above. Then let us make our boast of his redeeming power, which saved us to the uttermost till we can sin no more. Let us take up the cross till we the crown obtain, and gladly reckon all things lost, so we may Jesus gain. Let us lift our voices and sing. And are we yet alive and see each other's face? Glory and praise to Jesus give for his redeeming grace. Preserved by power divine, preserved by party to full salvation here.
To full salvation here.
Again in Jesus' praise we join.
Again in Jesus' praise we join. And in his sight appear.
What troubles have we seen?
What troubles have we seen?
What conflicts have we passed?
What conflicts have we passed?
Fightings and fears.
Fightings and fears. Fightings without and fears within. Since we assembled last. But out of all the Lord had brought us by his love, and still he doth his help afford, and hides our life above. Then let us make our boast of his
popular hymn. Does the tune catch you? Is that a familiar hymn here?
Anyway. You know, you can't put into it just what you would like.
All right. I understand. Anyway, let us pray as we ask Brother Johnson to lead us before the throne of God. Brother Johnson.
While we stand, let's all repeat the Lord's Prayer. Give an honor to God. He said, when you pray, say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done
on earth
as it is in heaven.
Give us this day
our daily bread,
and forgive us our
trespasses.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil.
Let us follow the program, the liturgy, the scripture of the week. Come, let us walk in the light of the Lord, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. That scripture comes from Isaiah chapter 2, verses 5. The liturgy. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to thy name, O Most High. Let us stand for that. Let us stand. Then you will read where people
To declare
thy steadfast love in the morning, and thy faithfulness by night.
Bless our God, O peoples, let the sound of his praise be heard.
My lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to thee. My soul also, which thou hast rescued.
Let us say the Lord's Prayer together.
Lord in heaven,
Spirit.
Now let's say that again. If we look on the right hand side of the program, at the top, you will see minister, people, minister, pastor. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O Lord, we thank you for this hour when we can come to worship you, give you praise, and to glorify your name. Come now, Lord, as we call upon you this day. Lord, we come this morning because you say come.
Amen.
Lord, we come this morning because there is nowhere else to go. We come this morning, Lord, in this way because, Lord, you have provided light for us last night.
Yes.
You have provided guidance and protection and have risen us this morning so that we can come by thy Holy Spirit. Then we ask, O God, that you will come this morning as we gather to say praises unto you. We remember this morning those people who are lying in their beds, wanting to come and gather like this, Lord, but they cannot be here.
No.
We know that those who are here and would have liked to be here, Lord, for some reason they are not here. We ask, O God, that you will just look upon them this morning and have mercy.
Right.
Have mercy upon us, Lord, as we gather this morning.
Right.
Some of us have come, Lord, with troubles on our hearts.
Right.
Some of us have come this morning because we want to praise your name,
yes,
because we want to glorify you.
Yes.
We want to recognize the goodness you have been to us in the week that is past.
Right.
We want to give thanks for what you was with us in the past year.
Mm-hmm.
We want to thank you, Lord, for bringing us through 1984.
Yes, yes.
In all the troubles, all the crossroads of life. Oh God, the mountains we have climbed and the valleys we were taken out by thy Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We want to give you thanks this morning for that.
Thank you, Jesus.
We want to ask you, Lord, to come as we pledge ourselves once more to go into this world, Lord, to go into this new year of 1985.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing not what is in store for us,
yes,
but knowing, Lord, that you are in every step,
yes,
that you are in every hour, that you in every week, every month of this year. We know, Lord, that each time we come to plan and to sing and to give praise and to study your word, that you will be in it. We know, Lord, that when we gather this way, Lord, we can feel your Holy Spirit with us. as we praise your name. Lord, we pray this morning that you will just go down into the hospitals around this country. Touch those bodies who are lying in their beds of affliction in a special way, Lord. Be a doctor for them this morning. Give them the healing touch, Lord, that they may know that you are God and Lord. Help them to realize, Lord, that lying on their beds is a chance to recognize your goodness in their lives. Then, oh God, we ask you to go down into the prisons where lives are wasted in all manner of circumstances. Touch their lives, Lord, and turn them around that they may know that there's someone loved them somewhere. Oh God, take care of their lives and have mercy. We pray this morning for the President of the United States, Lord, as he is given the responsibility of this nation. All the troubles of the people calling upon the president. You said, Lord, that we must pray for our leaders. This morning we lift him up in a special way. Oh God, touch him, strengthen him, give him the faith and the courage to lead this nation in a way pleasing in your sight. Lord, when he is troubled in his mind, be his comforter. When he is perplexed with a problem, Lord, be his advisor. When he is troubled, Lord, with a decision, help him, Lord, to be that one to help him to decide. We know, Lord, that the country's responsibility is not a bed of roses. But we know, Lord, that if we could call upon you and ask you to come down with us, Lord, the president will be something else for this country.
Amen.
Be with the Congress leaders. Then we give our bishop this morning and our presiding elder, as they lead this connection, Lord, this district, oh, we ask this morning that you will give them strength. Continue to fill them with our heavenly benediction, Lord, that they may go forward in your power to lead your church. Lord, these people who have come this morning to worship you, visit their homes at this time, Lord, where they come from. And whatever is pleasing in your sight, oh God, we ask this morning that you will just take care of it for them. Touch them in a special way, Lord, that when they leave this mountaintop, Lord, that they will be filled with thy Holy Spirit to continue to worship you and to give you thanks and to shout your name in praise. Then, oh God, the mercies we fear to ask of thee, fail not to grant it, Lord, as we ask it in and through the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Hear our prayer, O Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord. And grant us thy peace.
From the front of the hymnal. But I'll do the summary of the Decalogue. Hear what Christ our Savior saith. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the laws and the prophets. Let's stand and sing, Glory be to the Father.
Glory be to the Father. And to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost,
as it was in the beginning, is now,
Let me welcome you. Let me greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is good to be here again in this new year of 1985. God has been good to us. There are many people who would have liked to be in services today, but because of reasons beyond their control, they could not have the opportunities we have to come like this and to worship God. And we give God thanks for that. Let me wish all of us a happy new year, because I didn't get to do this in the first Sunday of the month, so I'm going to do it today. And to say that I'm happy to be not only back in church, but if I did not come to church this morning, I would have been sick. There are obstacles in our lives that try to hinder us when we are going in service for God. I am certain I have a witness here who will say that when we make a definite step in God's direction, it's the time when we find lots of problems, lots of hindrances to the things that we need to do most for God. And I would urge that we keep pushing on, that we keep looking up, praying for one another, calling each other and encouraging each other as we live as Christians, and that as we live as a community, as we live as a congregation. And I want to feel that, and I'm going to term us as of today as the family congregation of Mount Pisgah. Whenever I want to speak of the family congregation of Mount Pisgah. A family looks out for each other. A family is concerned about each other's welfare. A family is concerned about how we feel, how we made it yesterday. This is the kind of family congregation I think we are. And I would wish that God will keep us as we continue to strive to do His will. During the present service, we will observe the Holy Communion. At the end of our present service, the official board will meet to discuss the business of our church. And I would trust that we will bear this in mind and remain after the present service. Now let me say that, first let me convey a message from my wife to say that she has never been here in her physical form, but she is always with us whenever we worship. She's in New York, and she's looking forward to coming to spend the Easter holidays in Florida, and will be coming to meet and to worship with us and to share, because she told the presiding elder in New York she's not a member of Allen's AME Church where she is. She's a member of Mount Pisgah in Florida. And she's looking forward to coming and worshiping and sharing whatever we do here at Mount Pisgah. Now there are some very important announcements we have from the district, and these are the programs for the year, where we have the quarterly conference. Our quarterly conference is going to be on the 27th at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Now I'm going to just pass a few of these, because I just have a few of them, so that you will see the rest of the program. during the year. Let me see one of that, brother. Our quarterly conference, first quarterly conference, is going to be on Sunday, 27th at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. The next, and on this program, I'm going to be making some copies of this program so that everybody will have it and follow the program so that we will be informed of how the district is moving. Offering we take on that Sunday. The bishop is asking that we send that offering to his office, to Reverend Richardson at St. Paul's in St. Augustine, who is the secretary of the district, secretary of the conference. In the name of, as a matter of fact, that money will be put together and sent to the desk. The Ethiopia famine situation. In other words, the entire connection, the entire district, is making a contribution towards the Ethiopia famine. And all the churches are asked to take one Sunday, whatever offering we take on that Sunday, and send it down to the secretary of the conference for the Ethiopia famine conditions. During this year, the church is involved in hosting the Bishop's Council meeting in June. Now, you would want to ask me, why am I announcing this meeting in June? For June, in January. But it's a lot of planning, and persons from our congregation will be involved on committees, and you will need to know what to do, when to meet to do it. Now, I am not one of the coordinators for it. The presiding elder is going to come here and he's going to say who the coordinators and of course, I probably will have to recommend persons, or he will decide or select the persons when he comes to his quarterly conference to be on whatever committees he may chairman for and things like that. Let me say that I don't know how this church was involved, this congregation was involved in the life of the district, in terms of the life of the church. And what I'd like to see us get more involved into the life of African Methodism as much as possible. Now, we have in our congregation the kind of congregation that must be involved in the life of the Women's Missionary Society, in the life of the Christian Education Convention, the Sunday School Convention, the District Conference, and things like that. I'd like to see us be involved. Presiding elder asked me if we can host the Sunday School Convention. The Sunday School Convention is a one-day affair, and the rest of the conference will come down here, and we will just have a good time for the whole day. But he will say more about it when he comes to his quarterly conference. And whatever questions you will have and would like to raise with the presiding elder for the Sunday School Convention, you're free to do so. But I'd like us to look at some of these very important areas of our church. Is there any other announcement you might have? Where's Sister Libby?
She's sick.
rest of the business will be dealt with during the official board meeting. Let us prepare for our offerings as is on the program.
Whatever offering we take,
we do that this time.
I don't feel like walking out of walk away this morning. We're going right at the public office. Thank you.
let me welcome those visitors. We want to welcome Miss, what's her name?
McDonald.
Miss McDonald.
Thank you.
We are glad to have you. I felt so good when I came and met you this morning. See, we have a visitor coming to visit our church, and she's doing a program on recording the kind of worship we have here. We want to say to you, welcome to our church, and anytime you feel to worship or you're in the area and you so desire, come again.
Amen.
We're glad to have you.
Thank you, Reverend.
Anyone here who, anybody here, members of the church? I saw two strange faces, but I would believe that they're members of the church. I haven't been here for a long time. All right. We want to welcome you here, and we want to say to you that anytime you in the area and you so desire to come and worship, feel free to come. We welcome you here to worship with us. We're glad to have to see everybody come back to service, and we're hoping that we can meet this way. And I'm looking forward to seeing this congregation pulling up this church and coming back like I hear it used to be. And let us have a good time at Mount Pisgah. Our scripture lesson this morning is read from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. Ephesians chapter 3. Verses 1 through 13. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentile, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you ward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote before in few words, whereby, when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in our ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow hearers and of the same body, and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he proposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith in him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. May God add his blessings to his holy word and to the same in hearing. Our next hymn, or sermonic hymn, is hymn number 393. Now this hymn is, I'm just asking if this hymn is familiar here. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. That's known. Mm-hmm. All right. And then we'll sing it and let Mount Zion hear the services go down here. Let everybody hear. Service is here for Jesus. 393, my hope is built on nothing else than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Let us stand and sing.
My hope is built on nothing else.
the sweetest frame.
I am just the sweetest.
But holy lean on Jesus' name.
But holy lean on Jesus'
on Christ the solid rock I stand.
On Christ the solid rock I stand.
All other ground is sinking sand. I want to call our attention today to the theme, Partakers of His Promises. And the text is taken from the sixth verse of the third chapter of Ephesians. It is always significant when Christians meet together in times like these and at this time of the year to worship, to reflect, to reclaim lost opportunities, to reclaim lost grounds, to ponder, to examine ourselves, and to look ahead at what is in store, and to make decisions for directions in which we plan to go. 1984 was a year of challenge, both for the country and for the church, for families and individuals. But God was good to us. And God has kept us thus far. When one imagined the amount of years Mount Pisgah was in existence, and one look at the fact that Mount Pisgah is still alive, it is a lot to thank God for. When one examines our lives personally and see the problems and the hindrances and the challenges and the tests we had, and God continue to give us, God continue to bless us, God continue to bring into our lives new horizons, it is a lot to thank God for. When one look at the many opportunities lost, some are lost because we made them lost. Some are lost beyond our control. Some are lost because persons have taken them away from us. But God kept us on the way, gave us life, strength, good health, and brought us on this hour. Paul tells us, as he did the Ephesians, that we are hearers and partakers of the body of Christ. What does Paul mean when he said we are partakers? We are partakers of the body. It was not literally partaking of his body. It was partakers of the mystery that he brought into man's life. The things that we couldn't give ourselves. Through Jesus Christ, God have provided these things for us. So it is described by Jesus as he always speaks in parables to people. The body of Christ. The blood of Christ. When we come to sup and to drink the wine, we come signifying the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross for man's sin. Not for man so much, but for the sins that man committed in the sight of God. Jesus' blood. As we come to sup the wine and to break the bread, we signifies this, the significance in it, rather, is the body of Jesus Christ that was hung on the cross. The bread we eat signifies that. The blood that run from his body, the wine signifies that. And as we share the bread and wine, and as we share whatever was provided earlier on, Jesus was talking about the significance of being the bread of life to man. And the Pharisees questioned, how can he be the bread of life? How can we eat of his body? To understand that is to understand the mystery behind what Jesus was saying. He is the bread of life. My blood is the wine. How could I partake of this body? Significance is the bread we share. He showed it at the Last Supper. This bread I give you signifies the broken body which is broken for you. The blood that was shed for you, this wine signifies this blood that was shed for you. Partakers of this body of Christ. And this is what it is all about. But the church is assured of the promise of God to be the yardstick by which God will assure all men of salvation. All men will be partakers of this promise. God promised to be with man even unto the end of the world. And if God was with Mount Pisgah for 100 and odd years, and if he was with man more than 1,000 or 2,000 years, what and how much more God will not be with us even now? He promised to be with us even unto the end of the world.
Amen.
When Jesus sent his disciples to go and preach in all Judea, mm-hmm. and in all Samaria, and to the uttermost of the earth, he said that I will be there. He did not only say that I will be there, but I will be there so that you will share with me and I will share with you. He continued to share his body with man and to see that man enjoy the promises of God. God promised the children of Israel that when you get across there, I will take care of you. There were some people who were in doubt as to what are we going to eat when we get there? And we ask these questions today. How are we going to live when we get there? Where are we going to sleep when we get there? While we were in Egypt, and even though we were in bondage, we had a place to sleep. We get food, even though it was not the kind of food we enjoyed, but we had something to eat. Now you are taking us into the wilderness. But the Lord assured them that I will take care of you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And God will take care of you. He said, I will be with you unto the end of the world. As we look to the future of 1985, Jesus' promises are sure. In every program, in every step, in every plan, in every undertaking, Jesus is assured to be with us. Even if we have nothing to do but sit down, Jesus will sit down with us.
Amen.
You can imagine that. Somebody might say, where is this Jesus that will sit with me under the tree when I'm in problems, thinking about it? Why didn't they go under the tree to sit alone? Who you speak to? This is the mystery that the Pharisees and the Sadducees couldn't understand. When Jesus says, I am the bread of life, mm-hmm. no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, who's the Father? They ask, who's the Father? Who are you? How could you be the Father and the Son?